There has been a disturbing trend and pattern occurring in this body over the past 3 or 4 years. There have been more criminal benefit advocacy bills coming out to this floor than I have ever seen before. Now, here's what the chairman said. The chairman just rolled off a number of names of organizations. The organizations that he did not mention were crime victims. Did the crime victims testify on these bills? No. Did the families of the crime victims testify on these bills? No. You know why? Not because they don't exist in the hundreds of thousands, but because they cannot come to Annapolis. They do not know these bills are coming forward. That's why they need us. They need us. Now, we have a pattern here. Some organization that wants to promote benefits for offenders and criminals probably receives a tax deduction as a nonprofit, works on this stuff 24 hours a day. They come to Annapolis. They get a friendly legislator in the Judiciary Committee to introduce this kind of bill. It flies out of committee 18-6, and it comes to the floor of this House without questions about the fiscal note, without questions about the impact on society. It just comes out of here. We've had 3 bills this year already that benefit criminals and do not protect crime victims and do not protect public safety. This is another one. And as long as I'm in this House, and I hope you feel the same way, because you represent the victims. You represent public safety. You do not represent these special interests. And as long as we are in this House, if we do not stand up to this legislation, to this philosophy of criminal benefits, it will prevail and continue, and it must stop. And this legislation is clearly where it can stop. And this amendment and the other amendments I offer are for the people we represent. And I hope you consider the fiscal note, the cost, and what we are doing with this kind of legislation.